WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, this is Max Brown, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is EC3.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from ATTV Flipper Flop Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken Not Hardy.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rap, and you're listening to the greatest rap.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I knew you'd come.
Everyone, welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Back to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at Gerwig.net, RackRadioShow.com, or WildTalkRadio.com, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second, check out the fine folks over at FightBooth.com as well. I am your host, Lindsay Ward. Forgive me for how I sound. I'm a little under the weather this week due to allergies. But picking up the slack is the co-host slash handyman slash producer Sir Rockin'.
We're here. We're live. There was a sound effect during the open.
I was gonna say, were you screwing with your soundboard?
No. Cog Whistle has followed us on the Twitch.
Hi, Cog Whistle. Thank you.
That little the Undertaker sound there was because someone followed us on the Twitch.
You can't see me, but I'm waving at you right now. Yeah, so yay. Well, I heard that, and I was like, is he messing with his soundboard? Like, what is he doing?
No, so it's like, now we have notifications when you follow us on the Twitch, twitch.tv/WTRLive. Notifications when we're streaming live will pop up on the screen. We'll hear the sounder, all that fun stuff. So, and we'll shout you out if you follow us, twitch.tv/WTRLive.
So yay, thank you. Awesome, and yeah, follow us on Twitch, because we also... In addition to doing all the fun content that we do on this network, we also play Fortnite on occasion.
And now we
almost every night.
No, but we don't always stream it.
We don't always stream it. No, we generally stream Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and occasionally Sundays. But yeah, so the three big days, we do stream Fortnite for you. But enough of that, because we'll be doing that later. By the way, if anybody's interested after this show, we should be doing Fortnite tonight. We have to send a message out to the squad to see if they want to squad out.
Because hashtag squad goals.
Because...
Hashtag playground.
Playground is bad.
Hey.
Shenanigans, y'all. Shenanigans are going to abound for the next week.
Week or two. So, you followed us on the socials at Wild Talk Radio, at Record Show, at Lynch, where you tweet the show throughout the night. If you followed the socials at Wild Talk Radio, earlier I posted a video of something I created that we're probably going to do live tonight on the Twitch. So, if you haven't seen it, you'll see it live tonight.
Yes. So, and speaking of Fortnite, just to give the quick update, because, you know, we all needed this, as if Epic isn't making enough money already, they have officially licensed Fortnite Halloween costumes to Spirit Halloween and Spencer Gifts. So you can go to at least Spencer's website. I don't even know if Spirit has one. But you can go to Spencer Gifts website and you can look at all the fine merchandise. It includes a couple of the more notable skins. Like I call it the Pedo Bear. It's the pink leader bear, but I call it the Pedo Bear. They have the girl with the unicorn jersey and a couple others for you to select. They also have items such as pickaxes, so you can get the standard issue pickaxe. You can get the slurp pickaxe, and then they have the unicorn llama pickaxe, which I really want.
The unicorn llama pickaxe is kind of amazing. Throwing it out there. It is amazing.
It really is, and I realized that that's what they had at the Fortnite tournament at E3.
The program, yeah.
Yeah. But those pickaxes that they had, I was like, wow, those are really good fan costumes. And then I was like, and then when I'm looking at them online, I'm like, oh, wait, those are prototypes for this, probably. So yeah, so they do have those available, but what I really want, and I want it for my desk at work, they have a boogie bomb that lights up and plays music. Because, you know, that's exactly what I need to be spending my money on right now, but damn it, I want that boogie bomb.
They officially come out in late September, I believe?
Yes, in September, but you can purchase now. You just have to be ready that it's not going to ship till the end of September.
Yeah,
but they do have stuff available now, so if you want to go ahead and pre-order it, you are welcome to pre-order it.
Yes. So that's your weekly Fortnite update here on the Rack, which is becoming a regular segment.
Ding! I'm actually going to wait and see if, like, the Spirit Halloween stores that open up around here have it in the store so I can go look at it. But yeah, things may be coming home with me. Anyway, moving on from that, we do have other news brought to our friends over at Gerwick.net and FightBooth.com, and that is we have more Mae Young participants announced, and that includes Luchadora Zeusis, Isla Dawn, who Nikki Cross is very excited to see.
Oh, her tweet this morning was just, she's falling in love. She's already in love, but Nikki is special.
I just loved how Scottish Twitter, like, lit up, and everybody was like, Scotland, Scotland. So cute. Lacey Lane, Karen Q, Mia Yim's back.
Which is good, because she's been hurt, and now she's back, so that's good.
Kavita Devi is back. I think I said her name wrong before. And Mercedes Martinez! Yes! She's back.
Yes!
All right, I'm officially in. My girl's back. I love Mercedes. I'm so happy that she's finally, like, here, because I feel like it's taken way too long, but I'm sure it hasn't. But she's so amazing. I'm going to pull the indie thing and say that I saw her way back when she first started, and I was like, oh my god, I'm in love. And then I could never see her again because she was up north and I was down south, but now she's here and it's awesome. So very exciting.
Maybe seeing more of her just beyond the Mae Young Classic. I'm just saying.
No, I wouldn't object. So sticking with the ladies, which by the way, we are going to be talking about WWE Evolution, the all-women's pay-per-view later on in this program, so you don't want to miss that.
Should just be in a few minutes, yes.
We have the official, brought to you by The Rack Extra, announcement for Total Divas. It will be returning Wednesday, September 19th at 9, 8 Central, and it will feature Brie and Nikki Bella, Naomi, Lana, Natalia, Nia Jax, and in a surprise return, Paige is back!
She's back, y'all.
So, it looks like it's going to be an interesting season for the ladies. Should I read the press report?
You should. You can.
The whole thing?
No, you summarize it.
So basically, Paige is back and the Bella Twins are helping her move on with her life after her missteps. We're going to follow Nia's path to WrestleMania, which is really cool. We're going to get more Nikki Bella John Cena drama, because as if we haven't had enough of that already, thanks to Total Bellas, but we get more. And then on top of that, we're going to Lake Tahoe and Nikki is officially a co-executive producer of Total Divas.
Once again.
But they're making that public.
Yep.
Brie and Brian are going to deal with, you know, Brian's return and Brie wanting, you know, not wanting to slow down. Basically kind of the stuff we've already dealt with on Total Bellas, you know, but she wants to be in the ring. She wants to be a full-time mom. She wants to run all the companies.
She wants to be president of Birdie Bee.
So Brie is as ambitious as ever, but she feels like she's lacking a little bonding time. Natty is exploring basically her backup plan. She's seeing, you know, what's happened to Brian and what's happened to Paige and realizes, oh, hey, you know, maybe I should have a backup plan. And especially her own husband, who had to be retired due to injury. It's maybe I should have a backup plan for when I'm not wrestling anymore, because there will be a point where she's not wrestling anymore. So she's like, maybe I should have that.
Hold on. Yeah, that's great. I just love it takes Paige's injury, not her husband.
Right?
Where he was paralyzed.
Partially.
Partially paralyzed for a moment to not reconsider. But Paige. Paige.
Not going there.
I'm just going with the flaw in that story.
I know.
We'll get into it in September on the Rack Extra Total Divas. Trust me, we will pick apart the flaw.
We're going to go for it. We always do. Anyway, also we're going to go into Natty's family history, where we discover that she has a history of Alzheimer's in her family, and she's going to potentially get tested for it. So we'll see if she has the gene. That's always uplifting.
Uplifting content right there on Total Divas.
You can't see it, but I'm doing a stupid thumbs up.
So was I. Right into the non-existent camera.
Right, exactly. Because, you know, we're totally on camera. God, I would freak if we were on camera right now because it looked like hell. Anyway, Naomi wants to get the heck out of Pensacola, and so while she comes to a girls' trip to Atlanta, it's a great place, which I wish I had known they were filming here, because that would have been awesome. But anyway, so Naomi is kind of like, hey, I like Atlanta, maybe I want to live here, so she explores buying a house, with or without the hubby.
Interesting.
And then, you know, there's an issue where a symbol of their love and devotion goes missing. Basically, Naomi's carelessness causes a rift between her and her husband. So, I don't want to drama between those two. No! They're too good together. They're too awesome. They can't have problems. They're my role models. You don't understand. And then last but not least, Lana and Rusev. Rusev wants to have a baby on Rusev Day, and basically he's hoping that Lana will take a cue from Bree and Brian. So, you know, maybe they can finally start a family, but no, Lana's taking her cues from Brie because she wants to continue to push herself physically and mentally. She wants to continue to improve her ring work, and, you know...
Oh, that makes more sense now what he was doing. Got it. When he was the clown. That makes more sense now.
He was trying to entice her?
He was doing the whole baby thing.
Trying to show how we saw the leaked clip.
Yeah, how he's a good father he is.
Yeah, okay, all right, yeah. That makes a whole lot of sense. Anyway, so, and then for a subplot, I guess with Lana, after a lifetime of forgetfulness, she's going to finally confront the issue head on. Girl, okay, good luck. I'm going to take notes because I don't know if I can fix, because I got the same problem. I don't know if I can fix that. So maybe she fixes it. Who knows? But yeah, so that is your upcoming synopsis for Total Divas this September. Can't wait. And by the way, if you like the Rack Extra, which we cover Total Divas, Total Bellas, and new Ms. and Mrs., as well as the Royals, Timeless, which sadly got canceled, and pretty much anything else that we watch on TV and we review, all our reviews, the Rack Extra, go check it out, rackradioshow.com, for all that wonderful content. It's also, I think, on the Twitch channel. You want to dig through the Twitch channel? I don't know, though. No, it's not on Twitch. It should be on Twitch, though. Not. He's looking at me weird. I can feel it. He's just, like, glaring at me. So, moving on from that, the Blame Brents.
Bones breaking, backs cracking, shoulders snapping. It's this week's Injury Roundup.
It's not on Twitch.
Okay. You could have answered.
I was drinking. God.
No, you should not do that during the show. Anyway, Blame Brents. On the day of Slammiversary, this is mean, Brent. This was just mean. Rich Swann gets a concussion.
Hashtag Blame Brent.
Dude, that was rude.
Okay. To be fair, it happened on a Thursday.
Still, it's right before Slammiversary. That's rude.
He was wrestling at MLW's Battle Riot and got a concussion.
Kenny Omega with a cracked heel.
Hashtag blame Brent.
He's still wrestling.
He's still wrestling in the G1 climax. Go to Twitch, twitter.com/lonejobber for the Eastern Wrestling analysis of every day of the G1 climax. 2 minutes and 20 seconds of analysis from the Lone Jobber.
Ding! And last but certainly not least, the randomest at all, David Arquette with cracked ribs.
Hashtag blame Brent.
You said it wrong. Professional wrestler, David Arquette.
That's right, y'all. In case you didn't know and you hadn't heard, David Arquette has returned to professional wrestling. He has promo shots and everything, and he cracked his ribs in a match. So get well, David, and maybe reconsider your life choices. Because isn't he like in his 40s now?
David Arquette. 46.
Yeah. Life choices, dude. Life choices. You may want to just, I don't know, think about that really hard. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on from that, speaking of life choices, WWE and 2K may be making people make a heavy life choice, because I don't know how else to phrase this, with the announcement that they are going to make the official collector's edition for 2K19, the Ric Flair
collector's edition. It's officially called the Woo collector's edition. So, here's what you get. Ready?
Ready.
You get a copy of the WWE 2K video game, including the deluxe edition packaging. You get the WWE 2K19 season pass with digital content details announced this summer. The players, the playable characters, Rey Mysterio and Ronda Rousey when you pre-order. You get the playable characters, WWE Hall of Famers, 80s inspired Roddy Piper, which I told you about before that he would be in the game, Dusty Rhodes, and Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. You'll get playable characters Macho Man, Randy Savage from WrestleMania 8, and The Undertaker from 2002. Interesting. Oh, WrestleMania 18. That would be it.
Yeah, Biker Taker.
Mm-hmm. Starrcade 1983 playable arena. You get the in-game attire Ric Flair WrestleMania 24 robe and Charlotte Flair WrestleMania 32 robe. You get all the premium packaging. You get individually numbered WWE Hall of Fame replica rings. Ric Flair Hall of Fame rings. You get the Nature Boy inspired Funko Pop figurine. You get a commemorative plaque featuring a fabric robe, a fabric piece from Ric Flair's iconic pink or purple robe. You get a WWE Supercard limited edition cards featuring Ric and Charlotte Flair, as well as Ric Flair themed card backs for WWE 2K19 card backs for the video game, for the Supercard game as well. All this and more is for $130.
It's a lot of money, but if you're a big Ric Flair fan, like I know a lot of people out there are, totally worth it.
I mean,
maybe.
I feel like it's gone up since the Undertaker edition.
Well, but to be fair, you're getting, I feel like, more than what you did in the Undertaker edition. Like, I would not be the least bit surprised with a lot of what is driving that price up is the replica ring. Like, not in the least surprised if that's not doing it.
No, I think the last year was the same price. It's just what it is at this point. It's how they do it. But yeah, if you pre-order now, because there are only limited editions for the collector's edition, Ric Flair.
Woo!
Edition of WWE 2K19. WWE 2K19 coming to twitch.tv/WTRLive this fall.
Speaking of Undertaker, did he Google himself this week?
I think he Googled himself on Instagram.
Yes. Yes, he did. He actually Googled himself twice.
He has Googled himself twice.
Well, I'm sure he's Googled himself far more than
that. I mean,
that,
he's probably Googled
what
himself.
What he posted out on the internet, dicks like that, is a picture of him and Paul Bearer where he says R.A.P., and then a picture of him with the For the Whom, the bell tolls. I love that he's in character on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yes. Go ahead.
No, also remember he's done stories this week.
Yes, he discovered Instagram stories. So, by the way, for those of you that if you are new to this show, The Undertaker does have an Instagram and I'm utterly fascinated with it.
By the way.
Sound the alarms. The Undertaker is on Instagram. I repeat, The Undertaker is on Instagram.
Anyway, I'm utterly fascinated with it. So, dude discovered that you can do the little video story stuff, so I'm calling my shot now. One day, he's gonna turn up with that goddamn puppy Snapchat filter of either him and one of his kids or him and his wife on the Instagram stories, and we're all gonna die. It'll be epic, but that's what's gonna happen. Just saying. Because once he figured that out, it was like, oh lord. Oh lord, the man has figured out how to post video. Oh Jesus, we're all screwed. Like, part of it really wants it be also, or should say, part of me really wants also for him to just be, like, hitting golf balls or something. Like, she's just standing there with the phone, and he's, like, trying to hit a golf ball, and it, like, veers off to the left or something, and she's like, good job, honey! Good shot! And she's, like, secretly laughing, and you see the phone shaking. I don't know why. This is me and social media. I just sit here and I wait for things to happen. And generally, what I picture in my head is funnier, at least to me, than what actually happens in real life. I don't know.
We create really weird things.
I'm just really weird like that.
Yeah.
That's my sense of humor for you. So anyway, that does it for the news. Brought to you by our friends over at Gerwick.net and FightBoot.com. So I say we take our first break of the evening?
First, yes.
Alrighty, so when we come back, we are going to be talking WWE Evolution, the all-women's pay-per-view, where we have questions, and we're going to put it to you, the chat room, and the Twitter, so please feel free to interact at Wild Talk Radio, or be in our chat room, wildtalkradio.com, and we'll talk all about it. So you'll stay in the rack right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we'll be right back. Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Are you serious? That's the number two.
That's currently number seven. It was number two at one point.
Apparently it's big or something, but I don't know what the fuck it is. It sounds like a dick bang or something.
Techno gangbang. Maybe the world needs fans. End of the world Gangnam style.
Weird shit becomes popular. Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it sexual position? I play my, you know, work schedule and whatnot, but...
Watch the video.
Okay, let me get the video then.
What the fuck?
Oh, I thought the people are going to be showing at the party. Oh, you Gundam style over here.
That's the horse you have, that's the horse you
have. Gundam style. Gundam style. Gundam style.
Oh, not the pelvic thrust. Is that Mr. Sulu in the sky? Oh, they're riding that pony.
Yeah, I know.
That 800 million. Oh, I'm scared for the future.
Yeah.
This is why I don't go to clubs and dance, because I can't do this shit. Hey, I make sure the club's staying still. I'd lean on that wall. I make sure I got drinks in my hand, and I make sure that club's staying still.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be dreaming about him.
Oh, man, damn it. Now I got to... You gotta play something else, Rock. I heard wake up and start riding the damn donkey.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
God bless, I was made in America.
Hey, y'all, you wanna get social with The Rack? Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Rack Radio Show.
You can look, but you can't touch. You keep dreaming on the stars above.
Hi, this is Bree. And this is Nikki. And we're the Bell Twins. And you're listening to the Rack Radio Show.
Something in your eyes lets me see right through you.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brent reference over at MBG Films. Check them out at YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or Gerwig.net, thank you so much for tuning in. If you get a quick second, check out the fine folks over at FightBooth.com as well. And we're now going to talk all about WWE Evolution, which you could guess by the music, but it's not the group Evolution. Sorry. It is the brand new, first ever, history-making, all-women's WWE pay-per-view, which will take place this October.
October 30th from Long Island, New York.
I screamed with joy. when they announced this. And yeah, this is basically because, you know, there was an all-men's pay-per-view in April? May? And I know it has nothing to one has nothing to do with the other, but the fact that they're doing this is really, really cool. It shows their faith in the women. It's going to feature 50 ladies from the past, the present, and the future. So we're going to have legacy female superstars, we're going to have current female superstars, and then we're going to have feature NXT talent from both NXT US and NXT UK, which is really cool.
Okay, we need to address a few things off the top before we get into nuts and bolts of this.
Please do.
Number one, yes, other promotions out there have done all women's pay-per-views. Yes, there have been other companies that have done different TV specials featuring all women. We get that. It is WWE's first ever all-women's pay-per-view. Can we get over that little fact, people?
Yeah.
This is not directed at anyone specific. I know I just saw in the Twitch chat as I already started on it.
Yeah, and nobody's taking that away from Impact or any of the other companies that have done that, and bravo to them. It's WWE is finally doing this where they're giving the women their own show after the women's revolution has taken off, and it's a huge deal considering the fact that what, not even 5 years ago, this wasn't even a possibility.
So that needed to be addressed, and like all those people, like, can we stop? We got it. Okay. We got that story. Number two, if you don't like the idea of this, don't watch it. Just don't ruin the enjoyment for the others who are going to enjoy this event.
Yeah, okay. I'm just going to say this because you're going to be nice about it. I'm not going to be nice about it. To all the male wrestling fans out there who have their sensibilities damaged by the fact that there's going to be an all-women's pay-per-view, would you just please sit down? Just please sit down, because I'm pretty sure y'all had no problem with the ladies being in the bra and panty matches, in the strip matches, in the bikini contests, being basically used for tits and ass for years. I'm sure you still have no problem watching women's matches drooling over the tits and ass, but tell, you know, girls that, well, you only watch it for the guys. So you know what? Y'all just need to sit down, because the men have been over WWE for as long as I've been watching, and that's sadly almost 20 years. I've waited almost 20 years to see this happen. Everything that's gone on in the last two-ish years, I have waited the entire time that I've been watching wrestling to see. So y'all just need to chill, okay? Let the girls have this. And if you don't like it, you know what? Don't watch it. Like, I've seen people who it's like, you know what? Well, it's going to be a giant piss break. It's going to be this. It's going to be that. Well, okay, fine. Don't watch it then. Otherwise, if you are, just sit down and enjoy it. If you can.
There is this fact. Yes, I've seen it on the Reddits and stuff. There's 110 all male pay per views to one all women's pay per view.
Yep.
I love that someone took the time and calculated every single male only pay per view, and they were specific. Okay, females may wrestle on this show on the pre show, so that doesn't count, etc., etc. They made note of it all. It was fantastic. Well done to you.
Somebody boost the shit out of that and give that person the credit they deserve. Because here's the thing. The guys that have problems with this have had, like I said, no problem drooling all over the women for years and treating them pretty, like, objectifying them for whatever reason. Here's the thing. How would you feel? Let's just flip this. Because I made this point on Twitter. And I got called a nitwit for it, which I think is hilarious. But anyway, so Let's just back this up and think about it like this. How would you feel if you had to watch your heroes be in bra and panty matches, gravy matches, stripper on a pole matches? They had to do bikini contests. They were sexually humiliated on national television. They were on calendars. You know, they were oogled for just their, you know, physical attributes. And you had to deal with that. Oh, wait, you don't, because they're men.
We had the Viagra pole mat.
Yeah.
I don't think that counts, but we had it.
Like, we literally had 5 to 8 years, somewhere in there, of the women being just a complete, utter joke. So you know what? Everybody, calm your tit, deal, okay? It's one show. It's 3 hours. They're going to push the hell out of it in the meantime, and so they should. Because here's the thing. Here's partially why this is happening. Hunter has daughters. Hunter has 3 daughters. 3, 2, 3.
Mm-hmm.
That's why this is happening. Hunter and Steph have daughters, and they probably looked at the business, and they looked specifically at WWE, and they went, oh shit, if they want to come into this company, there's no place for them in this company. A lot of the male superstars that you adore, a lot of them have daughters. So it's like, if you're going to have second, third, fourth, whatever, however many generation stars you're going to get from the next generation of wrestler, you have to have a place for the women to go. This isn't just about giving the current women a chance. It's giving all women in future generations a chance. Because for a long while, it was, you made it. If you made it to WWE, that was great. But they never did anything with you. That was it. You just kind of got there and that was that. Like, all the female superstars that really blew up, really prior to AJ Lee, I would say, weren't known necessarily for their wrestling ability. Laycool kind of was, but kind of wasn't. They were more
personality rather than wrestling.
Yeah, they were more personality rather than wrestling, but yeah. And that's what they did with the women. Now it's, no, you have to be able to wrestle, you have to have personality, you have to be a star. And they've made it so women in the future and in the present can be stars. Also, the reason that we're getting this, Ronda fucking Rousey. And yes, she will be featured. She will be the headliner. Everybody else who has a problem with Ronda Rousey, deal. Okay? Just deal. I get you don't like her for personal reasons. I get you don't like her because of her beliefs. That's fine. That's on you. But like her or not, she's bringing a star power to WWE that was not there previously in the women's division. And she's essentially putting it on the map on a national, worldwide, and international scale where she's making it household. That is something the women have never really enjoyed, ever. Like, it's hard enough in the male division. It's harder for the women. So thanks to Ronda, that's now bringing some attention to that. Like, I won't forget, it was after the last pay-per-view where Ronda wrestled. Went on Yahoo the next morning and boom, there's a story about the match. Right there. On Yahoo. It's like, there you go.
Spoiler alert, she will be the reason why the women main event WrestleMania 35. Next.
You okay with that? So yeah, so that's just the gripes about the pay-per-view. So sorry to go off, didn't mean to vent.
You feel better?
I feel so much better. I've held that in since Monday. But yeah, this is super exciting for most people. Not everybody. But most people. And I personally can't wait to see this. Now we have just a couple questions we want to put out there. And this is audience participation, if you want to participate. And this whole segment is. So feel free to tweet us at Wild Talk Radio. Feel free to submit questions in the chat room or comments in the chat room. And we're happy to oblige.
These are more bullet points than questions, but yes, we'll go with them.
So first things first, should the refs be all women?
Yes.
No.
Why?
They don't have enough women refs.
They got two.
No, they only have the one.
They brought in a second one in NXT.
Oh, they brought in a second ref?
She's been working the Florida shows, I think.
Oh, awesome. I mean, if they can find a couple other refs, like maybe one or two other refs, then yeah, I would say go for it. But otherwise, you don't have enough female refs.
That's not the question. I said should. Will and should are two different things. Should it? Yes. Because let them be featured.
Yeah.
That's the question. They should all be there. They don't have enough, but they should be.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I mean, I would like to see that personally. If it were up to me, if you're going to say all women's, it's all women's. It's women wrestlers, women announcers, women refs, women commentators, you know, backstage commentators, all female production staff. That won't happen.
That won't happen. But no.
Hunter still has to run the show. But
Hunter and Vince will still run the show with Kevin Dunn and all that. So the next question was, should all the announcers all be women? And the answer is yes.
Yes.
I want Renee Young in heading this up.
Oh my god, I want Renee Young back on commentary. Please put her back on commentary.
She mentioned on Twitter she would be all on board for it. The question is, who would you team her up
with? Oh god.
That is the tricky question.
They've had so few female commentators. It's hard to say, but I think she and Beth could be interesting.
But would Beth be in the ring? That's the big question, because Beth is involved in the show.
Yeah, Beth Phoenix. By the way, Beth Phoenix has been announced.
The Bellas.
Trish and Lena have been announced. The Bellas have been announced.
And that's it.
I would not be surprised if a certain Mrs. McTaker doesn't show up.
Okay, so, possibly. Mako's Paige is the announcer. No. Here's why. She's not that great on it. Here's a name. Alundra Blaze. You put her alongside Renee Young. Alundra Blaze would be a good commentator. Ooh. Better one, Ivory.
Yes! Yes! Do the thing.
Renee Young, Ivory, and Alundra as your announce team. You have Charlie and Kayla Braxton and Dasha do all the backstage stuff. You have JoJo be the ring announcer. There's all your announce team, everything like that. If you want men to be the ref, and just so everything is safe and everything is on cue, that's fine. Now it boils down to, what should this show be? What is your main event? What should your main event of this show be? Quite frankly, it's Ronda Rousey inspired, but who does she face?
I kind of almost...
And remember, she's on Raw, so it would be probably a Raw superstar.
I kind of almost want Ronda versus Shayna.
Hmm.
Just because of the story you could tell with that, especially since Ronda was likely to be champion by the time this all goes down, and they're not showing any indication of taking the title off of Shayna Baszler anytime soon. So I could see it being champion versus champion. Shayna sort of has run through NXT, so now she's coming up to the main roster, and she challenges her good buddy Ronda Rousey to a fight, and things get ugly. And maybe that's how you bring the other two women in.
Who, by the way, are going to be starting wrestling this weekend on the NXT local shows.
So there's that. I would also would not object personally to Ronda versus Charlotte.
See, but Charlotte to SmackDown.
I don't care.
But that is...
It's a joint pay-per-view.
Here's... Well, they all are. Here's why. You save... That's WrestleMania.
Yeah.
That is your Yes. Charlotte versus Ronda is your WrestleMania 35 main event.
No.
Yes.
No. Now.
And yes, I know Devil said Shayna's going to defend the NXT Women's title on that pay-per-view. If she's champion. That's a big if.
Yeah, she's got some stiff competition coming up with Kairi Sane and probably Candice LeRae. Actually, I wouldn't mind seeing Shayna versus Candice on that show. I would not object to that either. I'd be perfectly okay with that, actually.
Moving away from Ronda for a second, because I could see one of the two women I'm about to mention in that position against Ronda on the show. But think about this. On one side, you have the BFFs for life, Lita and Trish, versus Becky and, not Becky, Bayley and Sasha.
I could see that. Iconics versus Laycool.
You can have Iconics versus Laycool in some sort of type battle. That would be interesting as well. I wouldn't, see, this is where I say I disagree about the Charlotte Ronda thing. I get the feeling it could be, we could have the WrestleMania rematch on this show, Charlotte versus Asuka.
I'd be okay with that. I'd be fine with that.
Because you're probably going to have Becky as your champion defending the title. You could do Becky versus Charlotte, but I would rather see Charlotte versus Asuka. You could do Becky versus somebody, and Becky versus like a Naomi.
Ember Moon. Becky versus Ember Moon.
Again, Raw, SmackDown. I get what you're doing. I'm just...
I understand that, but it's... If you're... You kind of have to set the dual brands aside, or you have to set the brands aside for something like this. Because again, you're bringing in 50 women, so that means there's probably going to be a battle royal of some kind. So that takes out 20 to 30. So now that leaves, and then you're going to have cameos.
You're going to have
tag matches. You're going to have other things because it's a 3-hour-ish pay-per-view that they have to fill.
3+ hours,
so,
yes.
So with everything, so it's like...
You're going to have 10 women's matches.
Yeah. So it's like, you have... I feel like cross-branding could be really cool, because then it's... You can tease it, where it's like, especially if you do a cross-brand match, doesn't necessarily have to end cleanly. But, and that could lead up to, say, you know, Ember Moon moves brands. Becky moves brands. Now it's, you have a feud set up. But also, what happens if, say, Ember Moon challenges for either a Raw or SmackDown title, whatever the opposite show is that she's on, and wins.
Yeah, she would be that show's champion. Now, here's one. Ronda Rousey versus, say, Ember Moon.
Not yet.
Not yet? Too soon?
Too soon, because I feel like that would be really, really obvious. I'd rather see Ember built as a super strong challenger for Ronda and then let them go. Like, I would love to see, like, maybe that happen at Rumble.
I could see Alexa Bliss versus Michelle McCool.
I could. Maybe?
I could. Just saying, I could.
I want to see more of a bitch off between the two, actually.
That'd be fun.
That'd be hilarious.
Bella Twins will probably get in there with somebody.
I can see the Bella Twins being in the Battle Royal, because I can't imagine that Nikki and Brie really want to do a whole lot with Nikki's neck.
No,
so.
I think they would do a match. I think they would do. They could do a 10-minute match. Do Bella's versus Iconics. There you go. That sounds like, because the Laycool thing, you don't know about Layla and how what she would be doing.
Yeah, that's true.
But I wouldn't mind Bella's versus Iconics.
I would be okay with that. That would be still fun.
That'd be fun, because you have this as the opportunity. And now here's what you're thinking. Think about this. This is going to be treated like every other pay-per-view, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the TV leading up to it's going to be flipped, where the women's matches are going to be the focus.
Hey.
You would assume that, anyhow.
Well, I mean, they're already making it a focus. They're pushing it super hard already on TV, so I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if, yeah, TV in the next few months is a little bit more women-focused, women-centric as you build to this pay-per-view, where you set up the feuds, you set it all up, and you have women showing up. Like, you could do cameos on Raw and SmackDown of different women showing up and saying, I want in.
Especially those 3 weeks leading up to, 4 weeks leading up to that show, because once September ends, it's booby month. Two, #SaveTheBoobies. Two, you have now 4 weeks of TV to build to this show.
Yeah.
And you're going to see Ronda's in the main event segment. You're not going to see the Roman Reigns in the main event segments. It's going to be women-centric, you would assume, to promote it.
I'm going to get so spoiled, and then everything's going to go back to normal, and I'm going to cry because it's like, but, it was... I'm hoping it's so good, but yeah.
We had a request for Ronda versus Sonya, but they're on different brands. That wouldn't be bad. It would be a slaughter, but...
It would be a slaughter. It would be... I mean, I think Sonya would get a good, like, a couple of shots in, but ultimately, I think, just based on the last encounter, Sonya would die. Like, Ronda would just, like, nope her, and just, that would be it. Like...
So, realistically, on this show, we're getting 3 title matches... Actually, maybe 4, at least 3. If they crown a UK champion, there would be 4, plus the Mae Young Classic Final. So that's 5 matches right there. Because at least, even if it's not a UK title match, a UK match will take place on this show. So
Tony, I feel like they're gonna crown the UK Women's Champion. Although that would be cool if they did it at the all-female pay-per-view, that they would do it probably in the inaugural tapings of NXT UK.
Which are coming up really soon.
Yeah, so...
We'll know more probably in a week. So, which means Toni Storm will probably be on this show.
Toni! My love!
So, the work rate is... All the women are going to have to step up their game. You're going to see the best performances because it's now every woman is trying to outdo the other. It's not trying to outdo men. It's you're trying to outdo each other. And everyone's going to get the opportunity to put on a show that they deserve. And guess what? If this does really well and has a lot of positive spin out of it, we'll get it again next year.
Yep.
And that's fine. It's good. It's different. Because everyone, and this is the whole thing, everybody on the internet complains WWE does the same thing over and over and over again. And now we're giving you an opportunity, they're giving us an opportunity to see something completely different. Take it for what it is. Will this be the best show ever? Probably not.
I don't know if it's going to be the best show ever, but it's going to probably be a really good show because here's the thing. They know who their cream of the crop is in terms of the women, and those ladies are going to get pushed the hardest. They're going to be put in the premier matches, and that's really what's going to make the show good, is they are going to take that cream of the crop and they're going to use them to their best advantage. And, you know, the ladies who are maybe a step below or a couple steps below, they'll still be there, but they aren't going to be as heavily focused. And this is not meant to be a shot at all, but it's like someone like Lana, who is still very, very much learning her craft and honing her craft. And while she has improved, you're not necessarily going to see her as heavily focused. She'll probably end up in like a tag match or a multi-woman match or a battle royal if there is one, but they're not going to put her in a singles contest where she's going to potentially look weak.
No, that's not the plan. They're going to put everyone in position to succeed, and this will be an excellent show. It won't be the greatest show, but guess what? It'll be a damn good one because you're going to have a lot of people who want it to be a success. Stephanie talked to ESPN.com and said this is the WrestleMania for women in WWE.
Here's the thing. They're finally tapping this revenue stream. It's been here for years where you have mothers bringing their children to these shows. You have mothers and daughters going, mothers, aunts and nieces, sisters, all these different demographics going together to these shows. But you have a female audience. And I think they've had a growing female audience for quite a while. And it's, when are you going to tap that? Because it's there. Like, it can't be male-centric all the time. Eventually, you do have to tap that. And that's what they're doing. They're now tapping that revenue stream. And it's, let's push the crap out of the women. Let's give all these little girls that are watching this show role models. Let's give them the same thing that we give to the guys. That's what it is. And it's, we're going to give them merch, and we're going to put out the Mattel line, and we're going to, you know, do the pay-per-view, and we're going to do the matches, and we're going to do all this stuff to tap that revenue stream and just bring more money in for the company. That's the real motive. I'm sorry. It's true. They're ultimately about making money, but also it is a way to help build other stars. It's a way to help raise stocks. It's a way to set up WrestleMania.
It is. I was watching ESPN's Get Up a couple days ago, and Jalen Rose was going off. They were supposed to talk about this, the Blood Moon that's coming over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And because they talked about something with Shaq and Sharks, and then they quickly mentioned the WWE topic. He just bypassed the Blood Moon topic and just stayed focused on the WWE, talking about Asuka, the Charlottes, the Rondas, and everything. And he was promoting this women's favorite. He was like, that's awesome. Former NBA player Jalen Rose talking that up on ESPN.
It's a big deal. It's a huge deal. Like I said, I've been watching wrestling for nearly 20 years. That tells you how old I am. And
21.
Yes, I'm 21. I've been watching since I came out of the womb. No. So I've waited almost 20 years for this, like I said, to see this happen, where it's like, I want to see the women in ladders matches. I want to see the women main event WrestleMania. I want the women to get their own show. I want the women to be stars. And I've asked this for a really long time. Why does the next top star in WWE have to be male? Why can't that next top star be female? Why can't the next tops, you know, the face of the company be female? When you look at this company, when you look at WWE, it's going to be a woman who takes over. Let's not pretend for even a second that it's not going to be Stephanie McMahon and Triple H who take over this company when Vince McMahon leaves this earthly plane. Let's just all be really frank about that.
They are already the faces.
They're already the faces of the company. So you have a female corporate face. Why can't you have a female top star? Why can't that happen? And I had asked that for a really long time, and nobody could really give me an answer. And part of the reason was you didn't have somebody with the star power to be able to pull it off. Now you do. You actually have several options. And the fact that Charlotte Flair was well on her way before Ronda Rousey showed up. So you actually really have the potential two household name, top star candidates there in Charlotte and Ronda. Right there, too. And then the next tier, you have your Beckys, your Baileys, your Sashas. And the list goes on and on and on down from there. But right at the top are Ronda and Charlotte. And I feel like they're even a little bit bigger than, say, your Romans, your Brons, you know, those names. Maybe at least to me. I don't know.
They're a little bit, especially, yeah. A little bit, so.
So yeah, very, very exciting stuff coming out of WWE. And we will talk about it probably at length in the future, because there's going to be more to talk about as names get dropped and matches get announced, and the preview will just be super obnoxious, because I can be. But for right now, that does it for WWE Evolution, and we're going to take our second and final break of the evening. And when we come back, we are going to be talking SmackDown Throwdown and NXT Rundown and Tweet of the Week. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Believe me, you never met a motherfucker like me. Bet you never see the things that I've seen. Bottled up inside, this time I'm taking back my life. I'm rising up, life has.
Hey y'all, you want to get social with The Rack? Follow us on Instagram, instagram.com/rackradioshow.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with The Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last.
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, you're going to put something on that list. Why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours?
I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The Rack Extra gets a little Bella in the form of Total Bellas. Join us each week as we review the latest happenings going on in the world of the Bellas.
I feel like I'm trapped, like
you're trapped.
Of living in a padded cell.
Check out the Rack Extra, Total Bellas Weekly at WildTalkRadio.com and RackRadioShow.com.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with WrestleTalk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join WrestleTalk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, EC.
EC3.
I am in the top 1%.
You are listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Be me. I'm in the top 1%.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to my friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at GearWick.net, RackRadioShow.com, or WildTalkRadio.com, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second, check out the fine folks over at FightBooth.com as well. And, well, we're in the third segment. You know what that means. Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're given. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Alrighty. So we're going to talk about it in the NXT segment, if I can talk. But yeah, Tommaso Ciampa. Congrats, champ. Proud of you. At Triple H, and it's a picture of Tommaso Ciampa and Triple H together, but the heads are flipped, and Tommaso's head is on Hunter's body, and Hunter's head is on Tommaso's body. And it's actually a really good Photoshop job for the Tommaso suit thing.
Mm-hmm.
The Hunter one, they could have, like, done it a little bit better, like, made the head a little bit smaller, but I get it. It's cool. But also, they have almost matching beards. That's really scary. Johnny Gargano. I screwed up. I caused this mess, but I swear to you, I'll fix it. Sometimes mistakes have the power to turn you into something better than you were before. I have to be better. I don't know how, and I don't know where, but I promise I'll make this right. I just have to. Again, referring to NXT, and Tommaso Ciampa replies, you did good, at Johnny Gargano. Big Daddy Ciampa is proud of you. Hashtag DIY for life. Tommaso, you dick. You fabulous fabulous dick. I love him so much. Sheamus, don't call it a bromance. Cesaro will get mad. Hashtag LFC. Hashtag Mosh Sala. And it's him with a footballer. Geeking out with a footballer. It's so cute. Rusev, girl power. Hashtag evolution. Rusev. Or I should say, Sheamus. Episode 42, Celtic Warrior Workouts, now live featuring Papa Shamey. Now you know why I'm terrified of the shed. Rusev replies, watch 100-year-old Papa Shamey basically beat Sheamus hard in gold shacks. It's a train emoji. I guess that's ride Sheamus hard? I don't know, but it's a train hard in, I don't know, anyway.
Kinky?
No.
Fella?
Sure. John Cena, never give up. I really like the sound of that. Rusev, thank you, John. I never will.
I love Rusev's interactions with him.
I love Rusev on Twitter. Just gives no fucks. No fucks. WWE, breaking. It'll be Finn Balor versus Drew McIntyre as they go head-to-head tonight on Raw. And Finn replies, not again. Hmm. And it's a sad emoji. And finally, Finn Balor, mushrooms. I don't know why he just tweeted mushrooms, but mushrooms. So yeah, so that's Tweet of the Week for me.
Okay. EC3, if you purchase my new shirt from WWE Shop, I will give you a free haircut when our paths cross. Hashtag deal, hashtag commerce, hashtag capitalism. Corey Graves, my son just asked, Dad, why do you always watch these shows about murder and prison? I answered him honestly, because Cash, you have two sisters who will someday go on dates. I have to be ready. Hashtag dad life. Chelsea Green, yo, I just read a rumor that I was pregnant. That's a wild one. I like it. Let's keep it going. Renee Young replies, I've been pregnant for years.
Oh, God.
And that's Tweet of the Week.
SmackDown?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
this week's SmackDown. Showdown.
Yes! 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 Yes!
We can quite frankly say this was a noteworthy edition of SmackDown Live.
To say the least.
First off, we have Randy the Legend taking shots at everybody.
Yeah?
I mean, he's been the guy for 16 years who consistently is there while everyone's become part-timers and, you know, just show up for WrestleMania.
Randy, honey, you just literally took the summer off.
But he was injured.
He just literally took the summer off.
But he was injured.
He just took the summer off.
He was injured.
Anyway, yeah, he comes out, he gives this really actually very good speech about how, you know, he did what he did to Jeff Hardy basically because of us and how tiring he is of all of our stuff and that, you know, that we don't respect him. There's a reason why we don't respect you, Randy. There's a reason why, and it has everything to be, you know, to do with the fact that we've all seen you for the last 16 years. We all know you, and that you're kind of a douche. But he's honest about it, so I can't knock him for being honest about it. But yeah, that we don't respect him, and that he's tired of it, which I guess feels a little overplayed. Like, I just really want Randy to walk out there and be like, why did I text Jeff Hardy? Because I fucking felt like it, that's why. You know, it's because I wanted to. Like, the fact that I just feel like this, well, I did it because I'm tired of the fans. Like, that just feels a little overplayed. Just a little bit, because we've seen that a lot lately.
Yeah, but at the same point, he likes being heel, and he had to figure out a way to be a heel, so that's his way of being a heel.
Well, I mean, the way of being a heel is, it's like, because I felt like it, because I wanted to, because I'm a dick, that's why. Like, are you surprised? I mean, honestly, if I was ready, I'd walk out and be like, you're really surprised?
True. He also he also mentioned the Too Sweet thing, which was kind of funny.
Yeah, he took shots at the Indie Darlings. He took shots at everybody. It was actually really funny and entertaining and good. And so this was good. I liked it. I just, like I said, it felt a little overplayed with the whole blaming the fans thing. But there were shots fired. And yeah. It was good. So that moves on, and essentially that moves the Jeff Hardy, Shinsuke Nakamura, Randy Orton story forward. And then we go to Becky Lynch. Becky, our Becky, who we love and we adore, gets a match with Carmella. And if Becky can disarm her, she gets a shot at Carmella's championship, I believe, at SummerSlam. Is that correct? Yes? No? Maybe? Chat room. Gotta help me out because he's abandoned me. So, in a really fantastic contest between the two, our Becky takes out Carmella and gets her title shot. I am beyond excited for this. Like, go Becky. Go Becky. Get you some. Like, I like that they are pushing the crap out of her. And they're making her back into a thing. Because I know she was when SmackDown originally started. And then, you know, when Charlotte came over, they sort of backed off of Becky for Charlotte. But this is, like, this is spectacular that now Becky's getting another title shot. And hopefully she wins.
Here's hoping.
Is it at SummerSlam or is it at...
SummerSlam.
Okay, yeah. That's what I thought. But yeah, this was a really good match.
Yeah, it's fine. Becky's awesome.
Becky is awesome.
Speaking of SummerSlam, we now know the number one contender for the WWE Championship. But before we get to that, Paige has AJ out for a contract signing, and she's about to introduce the number one contender with a drum roll, and out walks James Ellsworth, and he cuts this annoying promo about how he should be the one. To be fair, he cut a great promo.
I loved the continuity in this, where he's looking at AJ Styles, and he's like, I beat you 3 times. I should get a title shot. And AJ's like, God damn it, why did you have to bring that up? Why did you have to bring that up that I lost to you 3 times? Granted, all 3 times involved Dean Ambrose. But still, like, you could just see AJ's face. Damn it, he did, didn't he? Shit.
He did. He remembered. So, he was being very annoying. Paige had enough. So she booted him out of the building and fired him.
Yep, and Ellsworth was really only back for the Carmella stuff, and then after that, he was going to be gone. I think we all knew that. So this is a way to write James Ellsworth gracefully off of TV?
For right now.
For right now. So yeah, so he's going bye-bye for the moment. But yeah. So after this, after Paige, you know, fires Ellsworth, she marches him out of the building, and she leaves AJ and the half-signed contract sitting in the ring, just open for anybody to, well, take it. Take the shot, as it were. And
a Samoan submission machine decided, hey, my turn. So he jumps AJ Styles from behind his Samoa Joe, and he destroys AJ Styles, signs the contract. Paige is like backstage, I named you number one contender because you're wild and unpredictable, but I didn't think you'd do that. Well, he was wild and unpredictable. What else did you expect?
Yeah. Actually, I would have rather have been like, what did you just do? Because, you know, and Joe's like, he's not the number one contender, but it's, there's nothing Paige can do because there's a legally binding contract in place that says Joe gets the title shot.
But Samoa Joe, AJ Styles. Okay.
I will take this. I will take this and run with it because this will be good. This will be so good. I hope to God, they don't make it a 3-way. Do not screw it up. Just give it to us as is. AJ Styles, Samoa Joe, because if you've ever seen it before, it's gonna be good.
It's gonna be good.
It's been a long time, at least in WWE, since these two have faced off. So, is this the first time or the second time that they faced?
On WWE TV will be the first time.
Yeah. And the last time I remember seeing them face was when they were both in TNA.
Yeah. They probably have faced off at house shows, but this is the first on-television matchup they'll have with one another because Joe's been on Raw, AJ's been on SmackDown, so this is their first real interaction. New Day beats Sanity to advance in the mini-tournament. We saw The Bar return to television as well. They will be...
Yay!
They'll be making their way back, and they're fighting the Usos next week in the mini-tournament. And then... This whole night was built around Miz and Maryse, with their show Miz and Mrs. debuting after SmackDown Live. Check out the Rock Extra review of Miz and Mrs. now available at RockRadioShow.com.
Ding.
So, they arrive in a limo. Miz, Maryse, Monroe Sky, calm down. They all night there's different things with them. And then it's time for their in-ring premiere party. And before it, like, Miz was hoping that Paige found them a babysitter to watch Monroe Sky. Her example of a babysitter was Sin Cara. Miz was not happy with Sin Cara's choice. So he grabs the little holder for the baby that he straps onto his chest. Baby Bjorn, I was trying to think of the name. Puts Monroe in it, and they head to the ring for the premiere party. So you have Miz cutting a promo with the baby strapped to his chest. You have Maryse, she cuts a promo. And then he's going to show some highlights from the show upcoming. Well, they weren't exactly the highlights they were expecting. It was all Mrs. from The Miz over the years is Daniel Bryan changed the footage.
Like you do.
Like you do. And then Daniel Bryan's like, maybe I'll just come down there and face-to-face with you. So,
well, Bryan's like, oh, gee, I should apologize for that. That's totally my fault. But why should I apologize back here? No, no. I'm going to come apologize to you
in the ring. So he comes down to the ring, and security's like, no, you can't come in. And Daniel Bryan beats up the two security guys. And then the greatest moment happened. Bryan opens up the red velvet rope, walks through, and politely closes it.
Right? Yeah. So he kicks the crap out of these two security guards. The rope does not get disturbed in the entire time that this goes on. And then he very delicately unhooks the rope, steps through, hooks it back, and then turns and walks through the ring. Like, that was just perfect.
It was perfect.
It was absolutely perfect. It was so well played. It's like, okay, all right, yeah, all right. I'm fine with that.
So he gets in the ring. He has a fist clenched and ready to go. And, well, Miz throws the baby at Daniel Bryan, kicks Bryan in the head, skull-crushing finale. But he threw a baby. Oh, wait, it was a doll.
Yeah, I'm sitting here watching it the whole time, and I'm talking to Rock while we're watching, and I'm like, and within the first 2 seconds of them being in the ring, I'm like, it's a fake baby. Want to know how I knew it was a fake baby? One movement.
Yeah.
They had, like, one leg skewed up, and then one leg was down, and it stayed like that the whole time. And it's like, yeah, no, that's a fake baby. There's no way that's a real baby. That they're going to bring, A, the real baby to the ring, or B, have a actual child in the ring, period. And turns out, I was right, that they did not bring Precious Monroe Sky to the ring. They didn't even bring her to the building. Come to find out, baby that was with them the entire night, that was an actor that they hired, that they're not going to endanger their precious princess by bringing her to the arena. Which I was like, okay, all right, well played. Very well played.
Yep. Can't wait for Bryan versus Miz at SummerSlam.
Yeah. They're building this right. They're doing this absolutely right. And I am here for it.
Completely.
But yeah, so great stuff from the Miz and Maryse. Wonderful way to close the show. Great lead into the Miz and Mrs., which you should totally watch because it is hilarious.
Our favorite new show.
I know not everybody's a fan of reality TV. This is not reality TV that you are used to. This shit is good. Okay. This is basically them just being them and dicking around for 30 minutes. That's all it is. Like, they have real world problems, and instead of this super over dramatized thing, they're just like, yeah, okay, whatever, let's just get through it. Like, it's, you know, probably one of the best examples of marriage on TV that you could see. A healthy marriage, I should say.
Once again, the Rack Extra Reviews, the Miz and Mrs. Now available at RackRadioShow.com. That was SmackDown, very noteworthy show as we head into SummerSlam.
So, NXT.
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
This show opened up with Adam Cole versus Sean Maluta in a non-title matchup with Adam Cole getting a victory. And he says he's the most buzzworthy superstar on any brand because of what he gets done in the ring. He's talked about defending the title all over the world. And he gave this young upstart a challenge, an opportunity to take me on. He wants a new challenger and is interrupted by Ricochet. Ricochet says he'll give Adam Cole credit for not running from competition despite not knowing his opponent's name. Ricochet also said, that's cool, homie. You know, Ricochet turned and said, Adam Cole, I want a title shot. I want you to fight me. He mocked the Adam Cole baby stuff. Wants a shot at NXT TakeOver Brooklyn. Cole's like, you know, Ricochet said he's great, talented, and all that stuff. And then, you know, you're right. I am awesome. But he was like, I'm just not going to lower myself to defend the title against you at Brooklyn. And then he calls him a coward.
Ooh, them's fighting words.
The fans then start chanting coward at him. And Adam Cole starts to get back in the ring but stops as Ricochet does a little flip thing. Adam Cole retreats. But his boys, the Undisputed Era, come in from behind and have his back. He now marches to the ring with them by his side. And out come the War Raiders. Dum-dum-dum. So the Undisputed Era run away from them, get in the crowd. But then they were stopped by
the lads
by Mustache Mallon. Baton 7 gets a few shots in, but Undisputed Era then retreated. Good stuff.
Really good stuff. Kyle O'Reilly was super confused, like just really super confused as to what was going on. He didn't know which way to look. I love the fact that they had Baton 7 show up. That was awesome. And yeah, this was really, really good. I just kind of wonder this, because just to sidetrack real quick about Adam Cole, does anybody know if he got his Twitter back yet? Because in case you didn't hear, we didn't talk about this in the news, because it's not really newsworthy, but Adam Cole's Twitter got hacked this week.
Yes.
He did get it back?
He finally got it back. Because the other day, it wasn't there. Like, I looked yesterday, he still didn't have it back. He has it back now.
I hope he deleted all the shit off of it.
Oh, it's clean.
Yeah, because, I mean, we're talking...
It was up for days. Yeah. It was up for days, hacked.
It was up for days, hacked, like, to the point that the dude put out Adam Cole's phone number on Twitter.
There you go.
So Cole probably had James' phone number, too, but yeah.
Because that's how he got it. He hacked on his phone.
So, yeah. So, good to see Adam Cole does have his Twitter back. Now, if he faces Ricochet, that's a whole other subject. And, well, Undisputed Era, they got some problems on their hands, to say the least.
We had a contract signing with Kairi Sane and Shayna Baszler. Shayna cuts awesome promos. Kairi was good in her role. Good stuff between the two. Baszler was basically, I will be the, you know, next champion. Baszler was taking shots at Kairi and Candice LeRae. But the big news coming out of it, one, the match is happening. Two, William Regal's back.
Oh, poor William. Oh, my goodness. You could tell he's been sick.
You could see it in his face. He's been sick. He lost some weight.
I don't know what happened to him, but you poor, poor man. I hope he's feeling... I mean, obviously, he is feeling better because he's back to work. But whatever it was, you can tell it was really, really hard on him. And this isn't the first time he's gotten super sick. No. I remember the last time he, like... One time he went to India, and he got something. Mm-hmm. And he was out for...
A while.
Months. I think he was almost out for a year because of it, because it's like he got that, and then he had a series of illnesses after it that were a cause for it, because of it. So I think this was probably maybe, I don't know what that did to his immune system, but it may be because of that. Who knows? That's just speculation. But yeah, poor William. I mean, you could tell he had been ill. He probably was still slightly ill when they shot this. They did their best with the makeup, like they really, really did. But there's one moment where he's looking down, and you can just look at his face, and you're like, oh, you poor man.
Lacey Evans defeated Tennille Price.
It was a good match. Good hat this week.
Bianca Belair said, you know, I was hurt. That's why I wasn't in the match. She's better than everyone. She's beating everyone, and she's going to get the belt. Some point. We see a little bit of follow up of Shayna Baszler leaving the contract sign. And Candice LeRae heard what she said, and she was being held back by Serena Deeb, I believe it was.
Was that Serena Deeb? I didn't recognize her with hair.
Yeah, I think it was. And so yeah, she was trying to stop Candice from getting her hands on Shayna. I like the follow up.
I like the follow up. I like that they're slow building this, that they just have problems with each other. Because when Candice dropped, or when Shayna dropped the Candice homemaker line, I was like, ooh, shit. Like, you're gonna die. I don't know when it's gonna happen, but that little cupcake's gonna kick your butt. I hope you realize that. You do not screw with Candice LeRae, okay? You just don't. Johnny's the nice one. She's the little ass kicker.
She's a little spitfire. And let's take us to our main event for the NXT Championship. It is Aleister Black defending against Tommaso Ciampa.
Okay, this was just fantastic. I loved everything about it, and I want six more. I'm just going to say that right now. This was, if you did not watch this match, one, while you're listening to this, but two, you need to watch this match. This was beautiful.
It was great. Fantastic match.
With a surprise finish.
So there was a great near falls at the end. So there was a ref bump, and Ciampa was close to winning, but Ciampa grabs the bell. Johnny Gargano gets in the ring, gives him a super kick. There's a tug of war with the bell. And, well, Ciampa lets go, and Gargano accidentally hits Black with the bell. Gargano gets thrown out of the ring by Ciampa, and Ciampa then hits the Tiger pile driver. 1, 2, 3. And new NXT champion, the 14th in history, Tommaso Ciampa.
Love the finish to this, because it doesn't hurt Aleister at all. Aleister can come back like a house of fire and challenge Tommaso, but the fact that they put it on Tommaso is going to be really entertaining. Because dude has such heat that it's just going to be like, who, we don't care who, challenges him for that title. Just somebody take it away from him. Like, that man is so hated. It's like, just get it away from him. And the fact that nobody's going to be able to for a while, it's just going to be so epic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's just doing all the right things. He's hitting his stride. He's positively wonderful in an evil way. And yeah, this is going to be fun. I kind of can't wait.
Good show?
Very good show. Great ending on the match. So y'all should totally go check out Black and Ciampa because it's awesome. But I think that does it for us. What do you think?
That indeed does it for another edition of The Rack right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Check out The Rack Extra Reviews, Total Bellas Season 3, Episode 9, now available. Check out The Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs., now available. Saturday Night Midnight SCB Radio Live, midnight-ish Eastern. What is the Great and the Great Debate? I have no idea. We'll find out what it is. Saturday night, midnight-ish, greaterthangreatdebate.com, cbradiolive.com, Sunday night, Omega's back. So, that means one thing. Russell Talk Radio is back. 10 p.m. Eastern, covering the week in professional wrestling at WTR Sunday on the Facebook and Twitter, WrestleTalkRadio.com to stay up at the all-time greatest. Monday night is a Raw Push, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you follow and subscribe to the Twitch channel, twitch.tv/WTR Live, so you know when we go live with all of our exciting content, including all the shows just mentioned, and our Fortnite content, which will be coming up live in a few minutes following this live stream of the podcast. We are at Wild Talk Radio. We are at Rack Radio Show. Rack Radio Show is on the Instagrams, the Twitters, the Stitchers, the iTunes, the Facebooks, all over the place. Make sure you get us on Apple Podcasts under the Rack Radio Show. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network, and always on TuneIn Radio. Just search Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LNSWRD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitters. And like Rock said, don't forget to check out the amazing, awesome content on the network and our awesome sponsors. MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211, Gerwick.net, and fightbooth.com. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rack right here on wildtalkradio.com. And sit tight, because we will be back very, very shortly with Fortnite. So everybody, squad up. Till then, bye!
WildTalkRadio.com.